Hello.
We're back.
It's the podcast, everybody.
Hey, it's your favorite minority slash white
white man. The white man holding everybody down. I'm sorry.
Filling out the quota for the podcast world.
I apologize.
This is episode 60. We finally made it to 60.
Dang, bro.
It's because, you know, we're doing it bi-weekly and so. And then some, or sometimes we actually do bi-monthly. Like
quarterly.
Thrice. Can you imagine if a podcast went quarterly? That means they only get four episodes each year.
That's a banger. It's got to be a banger.
It's got to. You got to have like.
You can't not come with it.
Obama, Jay-Z.
Damn.
Like, you got to have like heavy hitters.
Well, that's legendary.
That's so funny. But yeah, this is episode 60 of the podcast.
What's going on in the world today, bro?
Man, there's a lot of shit going on. So a lot of this stuff is going to be like, I'm going to say bite-sized news. Oh, first I wanted to say, have you seen, so of course, you know, Drake dropped his, I keep saying since, what is it? Sincerely, Nevermind?
Honestly, Nevermind.
I keep saying Sincerely, Nevermind. Uh-huh. But honestly, Nevermind. So he dropped it. So It's funny. I was talking to a lot of music people of how basically the direction of music right now is we're going to house. That's what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, with that being said, of course, you saw Beyonce dropped a cover for her project. Mm-hmm. You saw, I was like, whoa, I didn't know Beyonce was thick like that, but
okay.
She looked bad. But we're in the world of, I guess, house music, because it always seems like, I was talking to somebody, like my friend Ricky, shout out to Ricky. He was saying that the U.S. is always a little bit behind of what's like the wave, if that makes sense. So, like, of course, I'm not too sure if you know, but like basically in the rest of the world, they love the house music. They love it. It's like popping. It's whatever. So that when Drake dropped, of course, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. were like, man, this shit's whack.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's crazy. But a lot of international audiences were like, we love this. This is great. Summer music. So I was wondering, I was asking, I was like, yo, this makes me think of like, okay, well then if house music is the wave right now, then what's going to be the next wave?
Mm.
And you know, I almost feel like this might be me just talking, because like everything comes in waves. Like, you know, drill music had a moment, but I feel like drill music just came and went. It just like people got tired of hearing these 808 slides and shit.
I still get a lot of it when I do reviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's only, maybe it's like, I know it's big in the UK, but like I don't hear it at all.
It probably came and went in the United States.
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably still heavy in England.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so interesting to me because, yeah, I think I might have seen like a review you wrote or somebody. Mm-hmm. You were just like, I don't know if this is word verbatim, so don't quote me, but it was just like, yeah, I'm tired of the same 808 slides. You know, it just sounds repetitive.
I wouldn't have said tired.
Like, it sounds like a little bit repetitive or something like that. And I get that because like after a while, I just.
You've heard it all before. That's my only kind of critique of house music, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm not a guy that really enjoys that, but to me it's just kind of all very similar.
So, interesting thing. I'm glad you actually made me remember something. So, I think it was last weekend, me and my partner, another friend as well, we all went to this, I guess, house/techno party.
Okay.
I've never been to any party like that because, of course, I don't listen to house or techno that much.
I feel like I used to know what techno sounds like, but does techno still exist? Did EDM kind of become techno or take over techno? What is techno?
Techno is basically, I want to say it's a little bit faster than house. It's just like that, still that four on the floor. I could be getting this wrong. People are getting upset right now, but like just doom, 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 but it's just like faster. So it's like very upbeat, very like synthy, very
Skrillex and Diplo.
They're more EDM
/ pop.
Yeah, I would say so.
Who is Deadmau5?
Deadmau5 is techno. I want to say. I think maybe he might be.
We don't know anything.
Might have to look that up. But
oh, sorry to cut off your story.
No, you're good. But we went to the party, and so my partner, she was like, "Yeah, it's a house techno whatever party or whatever," and I was like, okay, at first I'm very apprehensive of going to new places. I'm like, why the fuck would I go to this? But whatever, I'm gonna go because, you know, everybody else wants to go. So I went there and I was listening. I was like, well, maybe this would give me a chance and open up my mind and ears to listen to the music to see what the difference is, bro. And this is not a knock.
You couldn't tell when one song stopped and the other started.
Basically, because it literally was just four on the floor, every single song, just. That's all it was. And like, it was so interesting to watch people get hyped for certain moments. So you would just hear these like loops of like these synths, dun, 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 dun. And then all of a sudden it would do like a riser or like a crescendo. And then it would just, it'd be the same loop again. Right. And I'm like, why are people getting hype over this? I don't understand it.
Okay. No disrespect, but is this music for people on drugs?
Probably. That's like, probably what it is.
You're just, it's this euphoric high just constantly.
Yeah.
And then the beats, they're always like, you know, rising.
You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. I think people who are like intoxicated or they're on some sort of drug or whatever, and they're like tripping or something, it probably, if it's something consistent, so it feels good to them versus like constantly switching up and then being like, oh shit, this is a lot. It's the same reason why I never understood why people went to those big EDM festivals. I'm like, raves. What? Yeah, I was like, why would y'all go to that?
I'd like to go to one rave in my life just to experience it and see it. I feel like I'm at the age now where I missed the boat. I should have did that when I was like 19 or 20.
No, I mean, it's never too late, as long as you know you. If you want a trip, do it safely.
Rave responsibly.
Rave responsibly. That's actually perfect. RR, rave responsibly. But, yeah, I guess it doesn't make sense to me, but I don't know. I guess maybe it's just, you know, I didn't grow up with that type of music.
So, when's your dance album coming out?
Never. Probably never. Never. Oh, no. Man. I don't think it's funny enough, it doesn't feel good to. Hold on, let me not say that. I was like, it doesn't feel good to dance to me.
For some reason, I could see you making like these little sad dance tracks.
Like, so it's interesting enough. Like, I actually am trying to like experiment with that because I think I was talking to my friend Ricky and I was like, you know what? What if I made upbeat stuff, but the lyrics were sad? And then people were like, wow, this is so amazing. But then he's actually talking about some sad shit.
I just want to die on the dance floor.
And then watch it probably like gain so much popularity and people
die on the
it.
Dance floor. That sounds like a top 40 hit.
It does. Damn. Die on the dance floor. Wow. That's a metaphor for something like, no, it means dying on the dance floor. But I'll say all that to say, so the thing that I guess I ask is like, what do you think, if you had to guess, is the next wave after dance? Cause it looks like, I don't know what like a subgenre of music or whatever would take over like mainstream.
I feel like all genres are blending. Like when you listen to pop, it has a lot of elements of hip hop and, you know, 808s and drums and snares the way hip hop does. So I feel like all music is blending. So I think it's just going to continue to further blend. You know, when I do reviews, I like a lot of, there's a lot of new age, kind of like indie alt, like pop stuff.
Okay.
Where it's kind of a piece of rock, but not really. It's kind of like this genreless thing. And I don't know. What do you think?
Honest enough, I kind of feel like what's going to happen is we're going to see a comeback of like I don't know if it'll be mainstream. Maybe some of it will, depending. I think it'll be a blend of like people like psychedelic rock, maybe like Pink Floyd's or like if you know the Alan Parsons Project. I've been listening to them a lot lately and I'm like, damn, this shit still sounds good. And so I think what will happen is they're going to take elements of that and bring it into, probably most likely combine it with hip hop or something, and it'll be like psychedelic hip hop, if that makes sense. That'd be pretty dope. I was going to say, have you seen, there's this video I saw on TikTok. Somebody combined, it's not like a mix or anything. They actually made a song that's like drill country music.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. You liked it? Was it good?
No, I didn't like it personally. Okay. But like, I could see people liking it because what they're doing, they're just, you know, they're experimenting. And so some people, I think in the comments were like, yo, this shit's hard. That's crazy. Like, it's a sad country sounding thing, but it's drill production under. Yeah, man.
I can't get with the drill beats. I'm sick of the drill beats.
Yeah, drill beats. I don't think it's really gonna take off here. I'm trying to think of like who's a drill artist that's still popular. Like how they were. I mean, Pop Smoke was kind of drill.
I guess there's a lot of UK guys that we're not really hip to.
I get that. Kind of. That makes sense. But
during that wave,
it'd be interesting. I kind of want to see. I actually kind of miss, maybe this is me being old, but I kind of miss those big bands like those Pink Floyds or like Fleetwood Mac people, because you don't really see them as much anymore.
Yeah, you don't. Rock and roll is kind of
kind of died off, basically.
Though the people that used to see what's happening is the kids that used to make like straight rock and roll, they're mm-hmm. now leaning towards this new indie pop genreless sound that I was talking about.
Oh,
I feel like
okay.
all those guys that would have been doing rock are now doing pop slash hip hop slash rock combination. Which I really like. I really like that kind of music. I don't know how to describe it well, but there's a lot of songs that I have.
Indie hip hop. Indie hip hop.
Pop rock.
That'd be dope, man. I'm excited to see. I always feel like what always happens, everything's a cycle. So the old, what's old will become new again. Mm-hmm. And then people are going to be like, wow, this is new. And then really, I'm gonna be like, well, no, actually, they made this back in the
actually,
day.
Actually, that's disco.
Actually, exactly. the next thing I was going to talk about was, did you know? So I took a screenshot. These are like little news segments.
Okay.
So have you seen that Taco Bell is experimenting by making a big Cheez-It? We've seen this is a picture of what it looks like.
Oh god!
It's a Crunchwrap Supreme. If for those who love Taco Bell, like me, I love Taco Bell. And basically, if you know what a Crunchwrap Supreme is, it's this octagon taco quesadilla thing, and it's got like meat, cheese, and you know, basically like a taco, but it's just like instead of being a quesadilla long ways, it's like an octagon looking thing.
I don't know why I like Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. I like Taco Bell. But that combination just makes me feel weird.
It doesn't. I kind of thought that way a little bit when, you know, they first introduced the Doritos Locos Tacos.
Those are fire.
They're actually pretty good.
Those are amazing.
And so, but then I'm like, well, maybe they're thinking, well, if that worked, what's another orange chip that we can throw in? Throw in here. And so.
You ever had the cinnamon delight, the little cinnamon balls at Taco Bell?
I haven't had the cinnamon balls, but I've had the twists.
Okay, the twists are good, but mm-hmm. the balls are fire.
Wow.
Great, okay. Great balls of fire.
Great
balls. They're amazing.
But here it says here for the Crunchwrap Cheez-It thing, it says a massive Cheez-It, 16 times the standard size, forms the base for Taco Bell's big Cheez-It tostada. That's what they're calling it. And also a big, or excuse me, that's a tostada, and also a big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme. So think of, they're going to have one with just the chip and then one with actual wrap.
I don't know why I feel uncomfortable.
The tostada actually makes more sense because if you ever had those, like a tostada, mm-hmm. it's just basically like a crunchy taco, except it's a circle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cover and you put all the toppings on top. You eat it like a chip.
I did eat one and I was confused on how to eat it. It just didn't feel right.
It gets a little messy.
Yeah.
But I love Taco Bell. I don't, you know, they're just trying things at this time. It's funny because they brought back the pizza, and then it was so popular it sold out, mm-hmm. and now they're like, well,
uh-oh. But people weren't buying it when it wasn't
at first initially,
come on, bro.
I think what happened is people weren't buying it. It died off, and then all of a sudden somewhere some people were like, I missed the pizza,
or some people were like, oh, that's good, I never tried that.
Exactly. And then they built up this hype, and then Taco Bell was like, bet.
With the fake Doja Cat campaign.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Was it just her saying, Taco Bell told me to do this?
Or supposedly, she loved it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she tweeted that it needed to come back.
Ah.
But it was all manufactured. And then she made a song, and she was paid to make the song. And then she said, oh, I have to make this song. And it was terrible. And she literally made it terrible on purpose. Like, the melody sounds like farts.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious. But that even made it go viral even more. So
then all it takes is for somebody big to just say they want something back.
Maybe.
Huh.
If you're popular enough.
I'm trying to think, what's something from a fast food menu that you miss, but it's no longer, is there something?
Zaxby's,
okay.
You used to have strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate milkshakes.
Really?
And then they got rid of it for banana pudding, birthday cake, and maybe chocolate. I don't know. But the strawberry milkshakes at Zaxby's used to be so fire.
I didn't even know Zaxby's had shakes.
I don't know if maybe they got rid of them completely. But, dude, that was fucking fire. Uh-huh. Then they got rid of them.
Well, now just hit up Doja and be like, hey, tell them that you want.
I don't have that kind of clout, man.
Anything can happen on TikTok or Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. Just, you got to shoot your shot. I'm trying to think of, I remember, because when I was young, I used to eat really bad. I ate a lot of fast food, and then I cleaned it all up. But really, I think everything that I like is actually still around.
Taco Bell. Bring back the double decker taco. I fucking love double decker taco.
I forgot about that. That was a great taco.
That was my shit. Every time I go to Taco Bell, I get one.
Wow, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. You actually just remind me. Do you remember Taco Bell used to have ice cream? Do you remember that?
The Choco Taco?
Yeah, the Choco Taco. Bomb, I forgot all about that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting vivid memories of me as a kid and like going through the drive-thru and they always had the sticker on there. Get a Choco Taco or whatever.
Why do I feel like my childhood has just been wiped away, man? Damn.
I know. I feel the same way. There's a lot of stuff that I forget. It's just, I think as you get older, things just start to blend together.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. I had this moment, speaking on that, I had this moment where me and my partner, we went to the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. It's here in some middle part of Atlanta on the east side. And so we went to it and like, we met up with other friends and there was this one friend and she was like, hey, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm Elle. Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we met before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, for real? I'm sorry. What's your name? I forget everybody's name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is this?
Have you ever worked with people and for months not known their name?
Yes.
That's happened to me.
Yes.
When I would have a real job, I would just wouldn't learn anyone's name. And when I needed something, I'd just be like, hey.
They'd be like, hey, what up, bro? What's up, bro?
They probably didn't know my name either.
That's so funny. I would do that. Or what happens is like the people I didn't know, I'd go, hey, who? What's their name? Like, what's their name? Because I don't want to ask the embarrassment out of embarrassment of asking. And so I've done that plenty of times at work because most of the time I think what it is this is going to sound shallow, I guess, maybe shallow, where I generally don't care. And if somebody doesn't leave an impression on me, then I don't feel like it's worth remembering them.
So rude, bro.
I just don't have the space. It's kind of like your brain. Didn't they do something where they said your brain is basically like a hard drive, but it doesn't have a lot of space. So your brain has to optimize like, okay, what do we need to remember? We need to remember these things. Anything that isn't as important as this goes out the window.
What do you delete?
Names.
In order to learn something new, you must lose something old.
True. Dang, true.
Confucius said that.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
That's hilarious. I thought you were going to say Confucius said hard drive has limited space. I'm like, I don't know if they had hard drive.
Memory card has 1 gigabyte.
So funny.
I have a new segment.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
It's going to be very short.
Oh, boy.
I'm throwing this at you on the spot.
Okay.
It's called 2 Questions, 2 Answers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we both ask a question we don't know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
We try to guess the answer, and then next week, we bring the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we ask, was it 2 questions?
Mm-hmm. So I'll ask a question and you'll ask a question.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll try to figure out what the answer is.
Okay.
And then next week we'll come with the actual answer.
Okay. Okay. And so then you go first because I need an example.
Okay. So I have a nerdy one.
Okay.
So they always say that we know like the surface of the moon better than the ocean floor. Like we have the entire moon mapped out, but the ocean floor we don't have mapped out.
Okay.
And I've never heard the explanation of why that is.
Oh, so then why do we know more about the moon than we do the ocean?
Why don't we have the ocean floor fully mapped out?
Okay. Yeah, I have guesses, but I don't know the answer.
What's your guess?
My guess is that I think we don't know the ocean floor because we can't go down there. Like whatever the little submarines that we send down there, they can't handle the pressure. Because you know, as you go lower in the ocean, it starts to get more pressure or compressed. And I think the further you go, of course, humans don't go down there. The robots that go down there, the structure of it starts to compress and it could destroy it.
So they've sent machines to the bottom part of the ocean. Mariana Trench. Trench. I'm not sure how to say it. But so the pressure isn't the issue. What I think the answer is because it's too expensive and they need a reason to go to a specific area. That's my guess.
Okay, I could see that. Money driven.
Yeah.
Huh. That's my guess.
So that's a nerdy one.
Wow. Okay. So I'm trying to.
It doesn't. It could be like, you know, it doesn't have to be something super factual. It could be, oh, what's the, you know, best this or what's the.
What's the best? Let me see. So what's the best? I'm trying to think of something. For some reason, car company started to pop in my head. I got it. So, the people can probably look this up. So, So what is the... Oh, I got it. Mm. Okay. What car... It's probably historical because, I mean, people, scientists and engineers probably are like, oh, I didn't know that. So which car company and model of car has gone the furthest and how long have they gone? Mm. Like mileage-wise.
Oh, you're talking about one single vehicle? You're talking about like Fred's Toyota went 2 million miles.
Yeah, exactly.
So one person's car.
Yeah, because I think it is historical because I think it was recorded because... Mm. I do know of one car that's actually gone over 1 million miles. One car.
I think there was one that maybe did 2 million.
Really?
I'm going to say Fred's Toyota.
Fred, is that a thing? Fred's Toyota? Or you're just
No, there's a guy named Fred.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
his
okay.
Toyota went 2 million miles. That's my prediction.
I could see it. And it definitely, to me, is definitely like a Toyota. So last thing on the car thing. Uh-huh. So you said Fred's Toyota. I think it's either a Toyota. I think maybe it is a Toyota. I wanted to say almost a Honda because I know Hondas have a reputation for lasting forever. But I think you're right. I think it's a Toyota. It's not a Prius. I think it's older. It's going to be a Toyota Corolla. Now, what's the other Toyota? Camry.
Camry?
Are Camrys like kind of new? They came out.
They've been around for a minute.
For a minute. I'm trying to think if they were around in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say a Toyota Camry. I think it's a Toyota Camry. Anyway.
All right. So we got a new segment. This one could be a little controversial.
I'm just laughing at the idea of this.
I'm a little worried. But you guys can play along at home. As long as you're not driving. If you're driving, you know, maybe not do this.
Don't do that. Also, no judging. No judging.
I mean, there is going to be a little bit of judgment here.
Not no judging, but no...
No harm meant.
Or men, or don't, I don't know. Just go with it.
All right, just go with it.
All you right. just got to go into it.
So one of my friends came up with this idea where he would come across someone's page and they mm-hmm. would have a link tree. Mm-hmm. And he would try to figure out whether or not she had an OnlyFans.
Based off her profile.
Based off of her profile before clicking on the link tree. Mm-hmm. So this is a game. We're going to go to people's Instagrams
oh my God.
And look at their page and try to figure out whether or not they okay. have a
link. I was about to say link tree. Yeah, OnlyFans. All right,
so you got to pull up your Instagram.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys. This is a visual thing. Uh-huh. Let me see. What's the page?
Okay, so the first one we're going to do is GOD_Beth. So I found all these, but I didn't click on the link tree, so I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Now, this one, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Because I feel like there's not an OnlyFans, but there could be. I mean.
Yeah. You know. For this one, no, I don't think so.
No OnlyFans.
No, I don't think so. I think she's just a normal person.
Okay.
I think they're just a normal person. Well, yeah. I don't think so. I looked at a photo and I was like, nope.
But there's the word God in her name, so I feel like she shouldn't have OnlyFans.
That'd be wild if she had.
God could be judging your OnlyFans. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say she has one.
Oh, that's so interesting. Never mind. This person that we looked up, some people I know follow her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. See.
So then now that's kind of like, hold on.
And if they listen to the podcast, they're going to tell her to...
No. Well, I don't think these people listen to the podcast. Right. No, they don't. They don't.
So you're voting no OnlyFans.
No OnlyFans.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say OnlyFans.
Okay.
Let's click it.
Let's see. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, there's the OnlyFans.
Wow. Okay. It'd be funny. It's like OnlyFans, but she does like... arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there could be, you know.
Hey, watch out. Chill out, bro.
All right. The next one we're going to do is SNAAYA. Snaya.
Wait, is this the one?
Yes.
Okay. This person. I don't think this person has one.
All right. I just pulled up her page.
Yeah, no, that's it. I say no. It's one you, zero me.
Yep, 1-0. I'm going to say she does not have an OnlyFans.
She doesn't.
But what does she have a link tree? I mean, is she selling clothes?
You think? No, I think she's a model.
Model?
Okay. Influencer.
Okay.
Because the reason why I say that is because in her bio, it does say TikTok.
influencing the world.
I think she's an influencer and a like a model.
Okay, so we're gonna both go with no.
Yep.
No OnlyFans. I'm clicking the button. Oh, no OnlyFans. Boom.
It okay. even says family channel. So
family channel. Damn. Okay. All right. So next up on the list, we are going to go with. Let me try to pick an interesting one.
Come on, Hawk, chill out, bro.
Okay, we're gonna go with Cam underscore. With yep. Yep. Uh-huh. Cam Cordova. Cordova.
Why does that name sound familiar?
What if I pulled up someone you knew?
Wait, I know that'd be what. Wait, is our underscore in there?
Yeah, Cam underscore.
Oh, okay.
C O R D O V A.
This person.
This one's tough because I feel like there's fitness, right? It's a lot of fitness.
I think no.
You're yep.
As
say
soon
no?
as I saw fitness, no.
But it could be a fitness OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I'm over here thinking of only like.
It doesn't have to just be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because OnlyFans is not just porn.
Yeah.
I think no.
I'm going to vote no as well.
The reason why, once again.
I clicked it.
TikTok.
Boom.
OnlyFans?
No OnlyFans.
Woo!
So.
You're still up.
I'm actually 3-0 right now. This is amazing.
I got two.
Okay,
two.
Let's see.
My algorithm about to be all wild because I'm looking up these names.
All right, let's pull up a good one. Hang on.
Oh, you just got screenshots of
I screenshotted all of them.
Holy moly. All
right. Yep.
Hey, let's pull up no.
Okay. A-R-I-P-A. Aripa. J-U-E-L-O.
All right, look, the reason why I'm saying maybe is because she put Florida. Florida.
You feel like Florida, there's a lot of OnlyFans in Florida. Yeah,
I think Florida. I'm going to say yes.
I'll tell you what. I want her to have an OnlyFans. She is, she is amazing. She is my favorite.
That's hilarious.
I feel like there. Did you say yes?
I think she does just because of Florida. Literally.
Just because of Florida. I think there is one.
All right. Click.
All right. Click. Oh, no OnlyFans.
No. Wow.
Damn.
Well, sorry.
Damn. I wanted her to have one. Shit. All right. So I'm still up one.
Okay.
All right. All right, so we got another one. Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, G-X-N-Z.
G-X-N-Z, what the heck? I don't think so. I don't think so. Nope, I'm going to say no.
Wait, I can't find it now. What was it?
You said Lauren, G-X-N-Z.
Oh, G-X-N-Z.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no.
She looks too, I don't know, like reserved.
Reserved, huh?
If that makes sense. She just doesn't look normal, but also I could be misjudging.
I think you're right, but I'm going to say that I'm going to go out on a limb and say there is one.
All right.
All right. Let's see what it is.
Click.
Let's see what it is. No, damn.
Got him.
All right. We're tied.
Tied. Last one.
Last one. All right.
This is for all the marbles.
All the marbles. So me and you have to pick something different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, this one's okay. We're gonna go baby underscore Brianna, and there's three I's in Brianna and two A's at the end of it.
Oh boy. You know what? I thought this was gonna be trouble, but I think I'm going to say no.
You're going to go no.
Part of me, hold on.
This one is tough.
This is tough because, no, I'm going to say no. I'm saying no.
It does feel a little, you know.
This one's up in the air because it could be either.
A little upscale, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. I'm going to say right. There is one.
Click the link.
Click it. Oh, there is one.
Wow. Boom. That one surprised me. I didn't expect that.
And
she should look like a gym person.
I have many more, but you know.
You take this one.
That's our that's our game. Hope we didn't offend anyone out there.
Everybody's offended. They're calling the Kelps are hung. They're calling to cancel the podcast. Oh, they're going to say, how dare you? Then they're going to be like, what about guys? And now you get a...
So the way I came across these pages, these are literally people that Instagram is showing me.
Oh, your algorithm is showing you interesting people.
They know what I like. So I was just going through and trying to find, you know, people that had OnlyFans.
You know, it's funny. My algorithm, what it is it's cameras. Mm-hmm. It's music stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
What?
Yeah.
You're into Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Yeah. I used to be a long time ago when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And then randomly they started popping up and I got nostalgic. And I was like, oh, I remember I had that card. I had this one. Now they're worth like $10,000. God damn. And so I don't be seeing, you know, models like that.
My algorithm is dogs.
Oh, yeah. I have animals food, too.
Okay. And women that we just saw. That's my algorithm.
Sounds like a, you know, that's pretty even, I'd say. You sound like the a normal guy. Like,
okay, that's good.
Mine, I'm a normal nerdy guy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I meant to say that the topic I wanted to get to, the next thing here. So, I have a few things. One, we can get into this one. This is like more of a sports related thing because I think we're almost to the World Series. Am I right?
I have no clue.
I don't really watch baseball like that, but I know they always say October's... is like when is the playoffs start or something like that. So this is something from IGN.
We're about to talk about baseball?
Yeah, something related to it. Yep, I know, right? We don't ever talk because we don't watch baseball. But it says that robots could be umpiring MLB games as early as 2024.
I fuck with it. I like it.
It says Rob Manfred addressed fans' concerns over the length of stoppages in MLB games, saying simply that we have an automated strike zone system that works. And it could be introduced as early as 2024. So basically, you know, if you've ever seen a baseball game, and we've been to one before, maybe a couple, but a lot of the times when people have kind of like disagreements or something like that, they kind of like stop the game.
Yeah.
Because baseball is a really long game.
Yeah.
Long ass game, 9 innings, and it goes on for hours, you know. Unless you're into it, it's kind of boring. In person, it's a lot more fun. But this is their way of, one, to kind of get rid of human error. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard people say that's what kind of makes the game fun.
Right.
It's kind of like it's humans and you're kind of like going off judgment. And these people are saying that, well, if we have a robot umpire, they'll get it right every time and it'll be quicker. The game will be faster and it'll just make things a whole lot better.
I say do the same thing with the bases as well. Telling when someone's
robot.
Well, because there's the ump that calls
you know,
the strike at the base. There was a guy that almost had a perfect game. And he should have had a perfect game, which is super rare, right? Mm-hmm. It almost never happens.
Yeah.
And the ump called the dude safe when he was actually out and ruined the guy's perfect game. It was like the ninth inning with like two strikes, with two outs to go.
And he was upset.
Yep.
He was like, what the fuck?
But if it would have been a robot, we would have got the call right.
True.
Robots are taking over all jobs, bro.
I get that, because I know, what was it, robots? I'm slowly seeing it in, like, grocery stores, you know, with all the self-checkouts. Have you seen, like, they're starting to, like, double, like, self-checkout things? Well, that's not really a robot, but you're doing it yourself.
It's weird. I like the self-checkout in grocery stores.
Yeah.
But I went to a restaurant the other day, and they only had the self-checkout, the thing where you had to order it, and it kind of pissed me off.
Oh.
I wanted to talk. I was like, I like my chicken like this.
Yeah.
I can't tell the robot how I like my chicken. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
that's hilarious.
It just didn't feel right.
Yeah. And I think, too, robots are starting to, you know, in certain restaurants, robots are like the waiters. They bring you the food in their little carts and stuff.
That's only in Japan.
Is that only in Japan? I thought that was here in the U.S.
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
That feels like a very Japanese thing.
It does. It does. Because I know, I think... over there in Asia, they have that, if you eat sushi, you know, they have that conveyor belt of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's not really a waiter. It's more so that you just kind of order and it comes down the conveyor belt. Or you pick up whatever you see if you like it on the conveyor belt.
If your waiter's a robot, do you tip your waiter?
No.
No, okay.
But then they become sentient and they're like, I remember you didn't tip me. Mm. And the robots, so they can't forget. So they have terabytes of memory.
Damn. They upload it to the cloud?
That'd be hilarious. But yeah, so it's interesting because then
there's a statistic of you of how good of a tipper you are.
Oh.
So then when you go to a restaurant, that determines how quickly or slowly you get your meal.
Whoa, that's bad. That's crazy. Cause then that makes me think of that whole rating system. You know how
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror. Like, this person's a bad tipper. toilets, you're going to have to wait an extra 10 minutes for your food.
You know a version of that exists in China?
Yeah, yeah. I remember you telling me about that a while back. Yep. That's kind of crazy.
If there are cameras, and if they catch you jaywalking, it lowers your score.
Wow.
If you buy things from sex shops, it lowers your score.
What?
Yep.
They don't want to get people getting freaky out there.
If you buy certain things on the internet, it lowers your score.
Wow, that's crazy. So then basically everybody's like fake being happy or like fake falling. They're like, hey.
I think even if you don't cut your grass, it lowers your score. I think neighbors can report you and lower your score.
Wow. Yeah. That's really wild. Yeah. That also sucks. Hopefully that never happens over here.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
But so another thing that I wanted to talk about. So this is something staying on sports. So of course, you know, if you know who Logan Paul is, I really don't like the guy, but you know, it is what it is. He's an entertainer and he knows how to make money. He just signed to the WWE as a wrestler.
Really?
Yep. It says that after signing his WWE contract, YouTuber Logan Paul called out The Miz, who's a wrestler. Paul's partner at WrestleMania 38, who turned on him, writing, "Coming for you at The Miz."
Is Miz that dude that was on Real World Road Rules?
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. That guy. So basically, what I've been noticing a lot lately is you get a lot of influencers who are doing, like, they'll do guest appearances like at wrestling things, and they'll kind of like do some sort of wrestling thing. And then you've seen someone like, he actually might be like actual wrestler. Because you know Bad Bunny, right?
No.
You don't know Bad Bunny? The Latin rapper?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Bad Money.
Oh, no. No, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So he actually was in the WWE for a little bit. He wrestled, like, for real in matches.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm dead serious.
Before he got...
Oh, no. He was already famous. He was, like, super famous. And then he went to go wrestle.
Really?
He did, like, a few matches. And
when was this?
This was, like, I think a year ago, I think.
What?
Yeah, and like he was actually like wrestling. He actually trained and did all the things, learned how to do certain moves and stuff. He would jump from the turnbuckles and stuff like that.
What?
Crazy, because he loves wrestling so much. And so this seems like a new thing that it's keeping wrestling relevant, and it's just bringing in like the younger audience into it. And then they're combining these worlds of like people who love wrestling and they just love to be a part of it.
That's crazy.
And so real interesting. And then the last little news topic that I have here is that, so, you know, Obi-Wan, the series, mm-hmm. it came out and it's been doing well. And then, of course, Star Wars is like a multi-billion thing that at Disney World, and people love Star Wars. It says mm-hmm. here, there's going to be a new Star Wars cruise ship, and the bar on the ship includes a $5,000 cocktail.
What do you mean includes? You get it?
Yes. Or I think, hold on, let me see. It says here, the Hyperspace Lounge aboard the Disney Wish cruise ship is serving the rarest and most valuable cocktail from the Star Wars galaxy, which is presented inside of a Camtono. I don't know what that is. The security container that held Beskar Steel in season one of The Mandalorian. So I think you actually have to buy it. I think you have to buy it. So if you wanted to buy that cocktail, it's $5,000.
I've never been on a cruise.
I've been on one.
I would like to go. People say it's horrible.
You know, when I went... It wasn't horrible for me, but also like you're basically just like on a moving house, basically. Mm. It's cool at night. Like if you're out at sea, and like sometimes what ships will do is they'll stay out in the ocean at night. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you sleep there. And it's cool to see the ocean, and like the thing I remember is being really amazed at the moonlight lighting everything, but then also being scared at how dark it was in the water. I was like, Jesus.
I'd like to go on one. I feel like Star Wars cruise, that'd be a good nerdy one to go on.
That'd be cool. You get a lot of Star Wars nerds. That'd be dope. And then I wonder, then it makes me think, so if you're on the ship, are people going to dress up as Star Wars people?
You got to.
But then it's going to be so hot. And it's gonna
you got to. I mean.
what would be a dope, kind of like, so you have Star Wars, right? And you have other cool worlds. What would be a dope cruise ship that you would go on? Like from a TV show or a movie? I'm trying to think. Would they have like a Power Rangers cruise?
First thing that came to my mind was Seinfeld, but that'd be I just wouldn't.
You just get on there, you just hear
someone would just bust in your door every 10 minutes.
Somebody was like Kramer. Whoa. He's like, hey, JRB, you won't believe what's happening.
Can I borrow some milk?
That's hilarious. That'd be hilarious. It'd be like a regular cruise, just with funny characters.
Damn, what would be a good cruise?
Stranger Things cruise?
No, that's terrifying.
It'd be like a haunted house.
Couldn't go to sleep.
Haunted house cruise.
The new Stranger Things just dropped. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't watch Stranger Things.
You're not into Stranger Things.
No.
Have you tried the first season?
I think I watched a little bit of the first season. I just didn't ever sit down and watch it.
It's worth it.
I want to watch it. I hear good things about the first season. I heard the second season sucked. And then I heard the third season was better. And then I heard this season is great.
Yes.
That's what I hear. But
the first episode of this season to me was very kind of corny.
Okay.
But once you get past a little bit of the corniness, you know what I mean? It's like a little bit cheesy, a little bit teeny boppery, but you get past that, you're good.
The one thing I remember from Stranger Things, I don't know which season it was. I just remember 11 and her going, she's like yelling someone. And then I was just like, okay, I'm out.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Do you like Umbrella Academy?
Never seen that.
Bro.
Never seen that. I heard
it's like the more slightly more adult doper
version of it.
It's like Stranger Things, but with superheroes that aren't superheroes.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're not the typical, oh, I'm going to save the world. They're kind of like the screwed up family that has powers and.
Gotcha.
It's super dope.
Because they have two seasons too, I think, if I remember.
The third season just came out.
Oh, third season. Yeah. Okay, nice. Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
You like New Boy? Is it New Boys or The Boys?
Oh, The Boys.
You like The Boys?
Haven't seen that either. I got to watch it. I don't ever watch TV like that. I feel like
we got to take your nerd card away, bro.
I know. I was watching Yu-Gi-Oh! The other day.
you a different level of nerd.
But
The Boys is dope.
I've been meaning to watch it.
The Boys is like superheroes, but dark.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what if Superman was like fucked up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need to watch it because I think I'd enjoy it because it kind of reminds me of how real Watchmen is, like superheroes in the real world.
Have you seen that show?
The Watchmen? Yeah, I love that show.
On HBO?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That show was fire.
I've seen that. Watchmen Cruise? No.
No, that's terrifying.
That's somebody with the Rorschach
mask. What's like a nice, maybe a Pokemon Cruise, you know?
Oh,
what I mean?
That'd be dope.
That's a nice
Pokemon.
Fun environment.
Random people in Pikachu suits.
Yeah. I choose you.
I choose the Pika.
That'd
be hilarious.
No.
I think that's Pokemon sounds right. Super Mario Cruise?
Yeah, Super Mario. That's dope.
I'd be dope. That.
Legend of Zelda, you know what I'm saying?
I could see that. I could see that. Anyway.
Marvel?
Marvel.
Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But nah. Yeah. I think cruise ships are about to die off. I think they are.
Need to go to one before they do.
I know, before they do. It's funny. I think I have a not out here moment remembering my moment from the cruise.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I have I'll save it for later.
I just want to say before this podcast ends, that Elden Ring is the greatest video game.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me that she's been playing it.
In my opinion, it's the best game I've ever played. It is amazing.
What other games have you played?
Tetris.
That's a jump.
But versus Elden Ring and Tetris, Elden Ring is leaps ahead of Tetris.
I'd say definitely from
so the thing
blocks.
About the world is so huge and it's amazing because there's literally no structure.
It tells
you, like, the only thing it tells you, there's like this little glowing thing and you're supposed to go in that direction.
Okay.
But even if you go in that direction, the world is so fucking huge that you get lost, and there's over like 200 bosses. Most of the bosses are like optional. You don't even have to fight them. It's amazing. It's kind of like if Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones was Grand Theft Auto. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, open world. Yeah,
open world, do whatever you want, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, just out there making it.
Dragons.
How many times have you died? Countless?
Oh, thousands. It is the hardest game ever.
Yeah, it is.
Because you like Souls games, right? I've never played them.
I like them. They frustrate me, but I've never beat one.
Really?
Yeah, they're just really hard.
Dude, you got to get Elden Ring, yo. I'm telling you.
Maybe one day I'll get it. I'm not in a rush because I don't want... Because I know I'm going to have to put time into it.
Tomorrow. You should get it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Interesting, yeah. Because it is a good game. It's beautiful and everything like that.
Have you talked about it on your gaming podcast?
Yeah, we talked about it. Okay. My friend, he hates it.
He hates it. Does he have it?
Yeah, he played it.
Why does he hate it?
He thinks it's overhyped and there's not really a story. He's very big into stories. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't feel like there's a story.
That's the thing I love about it. Because you go and do whatever you want to.
Exactly.
And it's so huge. I don't like games where it's like this path. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to follow this path and you're just doing it. Mm. You're doing exactly how they set it up. But this thing is so fucking massive. You just go do whatever you want to do.
So you like open like playground. You just get, you decide where to go.
Yeah.
I kind of, I like that sometimes, but I like guidance and I like to follow a story for me. Mm. So
set me free. I need freedom.
I get that.
Oh, there we go.
We're back. It's that time
for the not all here moments. I have a not all here moment.
Bet. You, I have one too. Yep. Okay. I got one. Why don't you go first?
Mine's a little sad.
Sad?
It reminds you about the harsh realities of life.
All right.
So me and one of the guys, we were in the car in Atlanta, downtown Atlanta.
Okay.
Around the Magic City area, around that area.
Uh-huh.
If you've been in that area, you know, there's homeless, you know, it's kind of a rough area in patches over there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So we were at a red light and I was observing some of the things going on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy and he went and grabbed a brick.
Oh boy.
And he put it on the ground.
Uh-huh.
He strategically placed it. And then he laid down on the sidewalk and rested his head on the brick as if the brick was a pillow. And this is just to remind everyone that when you're having a bad day, when things aren't going right, remember that your pillows aren't bricks. Your pillow is likely a pillow, and just be thankful for the things in your life.
What? You sounded, at the end there, you sounded like Dr. Phil. Remember your pillow.
Listen, when your latte isn't perfect or your boyfriend doesn't kiss you or wish you good night.
Good night. Or wish you good night. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh, yeah. Just remember when things are rough, your pillows are soft.
Oh, okay.
Somebody out there went and grabbed a brick and was like, this would be good to sit my head on.
Yeah.
So take a nap. This is in the middle of the day.
That's crazy.
This was like a 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. nap.
I saw something like that where it was like, I think it was like 3 or 4 steps. And I saw a homeless man. He was just laying like his head on one of the steps.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was like, damn, how are you comfortable like that?
That's a different level of comfort right there. So whatever you're, you know, just don't complain. I mean, just, you know, it's going to be okay.
And that's a lesson to everybody.
That's my not all here lesson for Earth.
All right. So here's my not all here moment. I don't think I've said this before. I know I might have mentioned it to you, but I don't think it was like on the podcast. If it is, I apologize. So to go back to a conversation we had earlier about cruises.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on a cruise with a friend of mine and his family. Mm-hmm. It was actually 3 or 4 friends, like we were cool with him and his family, and they were like, we're doing this family vacation and y'all are more than welcome to come, but you have to pay like a certain amount, but because there's so many people, it's not that expensive for a ticket. So we end up going. It was my first cruise. I didn't know what to expect. It was really cool. Like, I was like, wow, this is like really dope cruise. It was going to the Caribbean islands.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, bet. So the way that the cruise worked, I think it was like 3 or 4 day cruise. And what would happen is you would leave, I think it was Miami. We had to go to Miami. We would get off the Miami coast there. And then we go out to the ocean one night. Then the next day we would be on one of the islands for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then if you were on the island, you could go into the island to check out the shops or whatever. The people say, what's up? And then, you could go on the beach through this hotel that they were partnered with. And so I'm like, cool. And then on the ship, what I remember too, they had a club on the ship. So people could be dancing, drinks, whatever. So anyway, we go to the island and they're like, hey, y'all, just to let you know, if y'all want to go to the island, now's your time. You have until 5 p.m. So we go on the island. We get there and they're like, hey, the beach is over here by this hotel. The shops are over here. So y'all can walk to the shops or y'all can go to the hotel, but just be back here by 5. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll go to the beach, walk through the hotel. I'm a single man at this time.
I remember this story.
I'm a single man at this time. And I remember I walk into the hotel and I see this, this girl who's from the islands.
What was her name?
I don't remember her name.
Damn.
Sorry. Don't remember her name. Anyway,
what do you think she's doing right now?
Hopefully well, but I see this girl, she's next to this one person and she's checking people in and like, we're in line. She's like, okay, cool. You're with the da 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 da. it comes to me and I'm like, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? And she checks me in and we start having a conversation. Mm. I'm having a conversation. And next thing you know, the other person that was with her, her friend was like, I'll check the rest of people in. You can keep talking to her. I'm like, okay, cool. So we start talking. And next thing you know, bro, like we're talking, people are going to and from the beach to the shops. Bro, I think I'm over here spitting game. I'm trying to like holler at this chick.
How old were you?
I was like maybe like 19 or 20.
Okay.
And so she was around the same age, but I was like head over heels for this girl. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy, like you are bad. This is dope when this, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like flirting with me. And we were just talking. Bro, we must have talked for like 3 or 4 hours just talking. And it's funny because I'm still spitting game to her and the family that was on the thing, they would see me and they were like, hey, lover boy. Hey, bro. Hey, don't forget. You got to get back on the boat by 5. And so time goes by and we're just talking. I'm like, hey, can I get your number? Can I get your Facebook or something like that? So I get her number and Facebook and we're still talking. Next thing you know, they're like, hey, it's an hour before we got to go back to the ship. And I go, oh, I've spent the whole time talking to this girl. So then I'm like, I still want to go to the stores. I was like, I'm cool on the beach. I don't have to see the beach or be in the water. So I go to the, I run to the store to just go see something and get like a souvenir. And at the time I get another, what's it called? I talked to another girl. Mm-hmm. And so it's another girl that I talked to and I'm like, damn, she's cute too. I'm like, man, all these girls are cute here. I talked to her for like 30 minutes until one of the family members is looking for me. They're like, we're looking for you. We got to get back to the ship or we're going to get left.
Dang, bro.
And so.
What island was it?
I don't know.
Did you get their numbers?
Yep, I did. And I actually talked to them for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yep. Wow. But then we just kind of, I stopped talking. I'm like, there's no point. I'm in Arkansas. Yeah. I'm in the Bahamas. You
could have made them an American citizen.
No, I think they're a citizen naturally.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me what island. So
I sorry. Yeah, I think they're a citizen naturally because of the island that they're on.
You could have brought them to the mainland, bro.
I don't think they would have enjoyed Arkansas that much.
Could have put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying?
Funny enough, you know, the partner I'm with now that I'm engaged to, she's from her family's from the island. So it's.
What if one of those girls was her cousin?
Whoa, that would have been crazy.
Mind blown.
I'd have been like, oh boy. Oh boy.
You'll see them at the wedding.
Yes. Oh. They're like, I know you.
But you talk to me for hours. That wasn't a good accent. I'm sorry.
No, but I'll just say that, you know, hey, I was a lover boy. You know, I was trying to holler at any girl, whatever.
And you did what you had to do.
I had a great time, though, talking to them. You know, to me, it always felt good to talk to beautiful women.
Did you get a souvenir?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did. I think it was like some shot glasses. But yeah, that's my not all here moment. You know, some people might say you didn't get to see the beach, but really when you think about it in perspective, I got to see beautiful women. And I always loved it. It's always nice to see a beautiful woman.
Is that worth more than the beach?
Definitely.
What if you combine the two? That's
whoa, that's like, bro, that's the climax. There is no more.
You possibly could have met them at the beach.
Oh no. If you get a beautiful woman at the beach that loves Yu-Gi-Oh! Like that.
Play Yu-Gi-Oh! At the beach.
Oh man, talk, bro. That's it. There's no way to get there. I don't know if that exists.
I don't know. Sky's the limit.
Well, I'm engaged, so I can't do that. You know.
So you gotta teach her to love Yu-Gi-Oh!
Teach her to love. That's hilarious. But anyway, that's a not all here moment.
I really don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh! Is.
It's a card game.
But it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z a little bit.
A little bit, in a sense, where you just battle it out with the monsters.
Mixed with Pokemon?
It's like Magic, if you know Magic.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah.
But was there a cartoon? A Yu-Gi-Oh cartoon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the Yu-Gi-Oh cartoon a long time ago. No. But anyway, that's the Not a Hero. That's episode 60. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks.
Make sure you follow our social media accounts for the podcast. Make sure on YouTube you go to Not All Here Podcast. Just type that in YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe.
We got a TikTok now.
Yeah, we have a TikTok now. We've been posting TikToks. The TikTok is Not All Here Podcast.
I think
it is.
Just type it in, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find Not All Here. There's clips from the podcast. Instagram is Not All Here Podcast. Make sure you follow our Instagram. Is it Not All Here Podcast on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, so TikTok and Instagram is not at Not All Here Podcast. That's where you'll see clips and you can like click the link to the show. For the audio version of the podcast, you can actually just go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and go make sure you write, like, rate, review, whatever, to help us really keep pushing the podcast. Everybody, thanks for tuning in episode 60. Make sure to follow our personal accounts. Mine is It's EZL.
JRB the producer. Get your pet spayed and neutered. Follow your dreams.
Also,
unless you want them to have babies, you might want some baby puppies or kittens one day.
Exactly. Also, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
What were you going to say?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
Goodbye, everybody.